现在大家的手上都应该有一个小灯，谁没有小灯的请举手。All of us should have a tea light. How we read this般若波罗蜜多心经小本的第三页。We'll start by reciting the Heart or Perfection of Wisdom Sutra.第三页，《般若波罗蜜多心经》，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄，舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是，舍利子。是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明，亦无无明尽，乃至无老死。亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚，故说般若波罗蜜多咒。即说咒曰：嘎嘚嘎嘚，帕拉嘎嘚，帕拉桑嘎嘚，菩提梭哈。现在我们念修心八颂。Now we recite the eight verses of thought transformation. If you're reciting in English, it's in the red book, page 161. I think it's 161. Yep. 修心八颂，我于一切有情众。视之尤甚如意宝，愿成满彼究竟力，恒常心怀真爱情，随处与谁为伴时，视己教诸众人悲，从心深处思利他，恒常尊他为最上，一举一动观自心，正当烦恼出萌生，危害自与他人时，愿其苛斥令消除，秉性邪恶重有情，恒为猛烈最苦迫，见识如遇大宝藏，难直修悲愿珍惜，他人出于嫉妒心，非礼辱骂谤我等，亏损失败我取受，愿将胜利奉献他，无习饶意助某人，解曾身心寄厚望，彼虽非礼妄加害，愿仍视为善之事，无论直接与间接，愿现利乐与友情，如母友情诸苦患，我愿暗中尽取受，愿我所修一切善，不为罢法所垢染，身观诸法皆如幻，无执离缚得解脱。
So, we do the short meditation here before the class.
我们先做一个很短的共修。
So, let's do the few minutes, the breathing meditation. You know, try to focus your mind on the breath. You know, so the point is bring back your mind at the present.
现在呢，我们先来观呼吸，来数息，将我们的心呢，原注于我们的呼吸上。将专注于我们的呼吸。
So then visualize in front of oneself the Amitabha Buddha sitting on the lotus. So you can visualize as clear as possible.
现在呢，观想在我们的前方虚空有一个宝座，莲花宝座上呢，坐着阿弥陀佛。观想的越清晰越好。
坐等坐等等 generate single point devotion to Amitabha Buddha, then thinking that you are doing prostration to the Amitabha Buddha.
借着这样的观想呢，我们一心皈依阿弥陀佛，然后呢向着阿弥陀佛顶礼。
Then the motivation, so with this single pointed, then you make strong motivation to free oneself from the suffering and all the sentient beings, free from suffering and obscuration, and become, quickly become like Amitabha Buddha.
在我们做这些观想的时候，我们顶礼的时候呢，我们的动机，我们的意乐呢，应该是除了个人的解脱，个人从轮回中解脱，也希望呢，能带领一切所有的众生都能从他们的痛苦和障碍中呢解脱出来，证得如阿弥陀佛一样的佛果。
So then, may I quickly become like Amitabha Buddha to liberate numberless of sentient beings from ocean of samsara. So therefore, I'm going to make this light offering to Amitabha Buddha.
为了快速的证得佛的果位，能够解除广大的一切众生从如海般广大的痛苦障碍中解脱出来，现在呢，我愿做灯供，广积累广大的资粮。
Okay, so next one, we light the light, then we do short meditation.
现在呢，我们就点灯，然后继续我们的观想。不可以忘掉你的观想。
So, so now do the short meditation. Okay, so now visualize the light. You know, you're going to make offering to Amitabha Buddha, the light you can visualize. You know, not one light, you can visualize numberless of light. Whole universe, this space is covered by the light, you know.
现在呢，我们就来共修这个灯供。我们观想呢，我们要把这个灯供呢献给阿弥陀佛。我们所做的灯供，并不是我们手上这一小盏的灯啊。我们可以观想的这小盏的灯呢，化现为无量无边，让它遍满整个虚空。
So you can visualize many, also not then also.Visualize clear as possible all the offering, all the light.
像我们观想呢，这无量无边遍满虚空的这个灯供呢，当然可以观想还有其他的供养品。我们的观想呢，要越清晰呢越好。
So like that, either you can visualize just one light. You know, the container can visualize metal, diamond, gold, jewels. So then liquid, you can the container can be big as universe. So then the liquid which make the light. So you can visualize like an ocean. So then the light, the light is you can visualize bright,As possible, like a sun shine in the world. So that kind of light you can visualize. Then think your offering to Amitabha Buddha.
当然除了观想呢，这灯供的无量无边呢，我们应该观想我们这个灯的它的容器啊，这个杯子，它是由金银珠宝呢做成的。是非常非常珍贵的宝物做成的，然后这个容器呢，不只是一小盏，而是呢，它的那个体积是大如虚空啊，大如虚空，金银珠宝做成的容器，那里面的蜡液呢，好像海洋般一般的深，一般的光，然后呢，所发出的灯所发出的光芒呢，啊，它是很大很大的，好像太阳一般亮，然后呢。然后以这样的观想呢，这样呢无量无边的这种大的灯供的供养呢观想，然后把它献给阿弥陀佛。
Okay, so next one, recite the cloud of mantra. So then, by reciting this, then your offering become numberless. Then, also received by all Buddhas, Bodhisattvas.
在我们秉着这样的观想的时候呢，我们就来念这个供养陀罗尼，也就是这个大的法本哦，第十八页。为什么要念这个供养陀罗尼呢？因为这个供养陀罗尼念咒的加持力，它使我们的供养呢变得无量无边无数。虽然你观想无量无边，还可以再哦， 在是要变得无量无边，然后呢也借着供养陀罗尼的加持力啊，所有的十方的佛一切佛菩萨呢都能够收到我们的供养。
Okay, so this card of mantra is extremely powerful, so good to memorize, you know, if possible, good to memorize. Then whenever you make offering, you know, even a small offering, before that you visualize.Numberless, then you chant this mantra, so then your offering become numberless, then received by all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So if you are able to do this, then even short time, you know, you create extensive merit, you know. So this is very, very good practice, you know. So you cannot carry your book all the way whenever, you know, so better memorize.The mantra, then whenever a small opportunity happen, make offering, then recite this, you know, then make the offering.
这 Kinrum 就进一步讲这个供养陀罗尼的力量。这个供养陀罗尼呢，它有非常殊胜的加持力量，所以呢，我们可以把它记下来，有空的时候把它背下来，这是很好的。为什么呢？当我们要做一些小供养啊，比如说我们供养长花、一张小灯的时候，我们就可以念诵这个供养陀罗尼了。那如果能背下来更好，当然在供养之前呢，你要先观想你的供养呢化为无量无数无边，然后你再念这个供养陀罗尼，依着这个供养陀罗尼的加持力呢，像你的供养呢就真的会化现为无量无边无数了，然后呢这无量无边无数的广大供养呢就会佛和菩萨，十方的佛和菩萨都能接受到，因为借着这陀罗尼的力量呢就接受到你的广大供养，因为他们接受到你的广大供养的时候呢，你就能在这样短短的很短的时间里呢积累很大很大那广大的福德资粮啊，这样你所以呢你可以在这个是一个很容易很简单很短时间积极广大资粮的法门，所以这是一个非常非常好的修持法门。这样因为呢我们也不能时常带着我们的法本到处走啊什么，哎呀我现在我要做供养，哎法本在哪里在念，所以如果你能够把它背下来记下来呢，你就可以随时做这个修行了。
So yeah, you have to understandYou know, so power of the mind, power of the meditation, power of the mantra, so then even within second, you know, you are able to create extensive merit. You know, so that means you are getting pastors to enlighten, or you are creating calls to reborn in the Amitabha Pure Land, you know, so.
所以呢我们必须明白，好，我们借着这样的力量，什么力量呢？就是我们的心力，因为我们有这个意乐要去做，我们的心的力量，我们的观修的力量，用观想无量无边，还有借这个咒语的加持的力量，这三种力量呢，所以呢我们可以在很短的时间内，在短短的几秒里面呢，我们就可以依着这三力啊，广积很大很大的福德资粮。在广积，如果我们能够广积很大的福德资粮，我们就能够很快速的证得佛的果位，这样呢我们就能种下很大的因缘呢，将来能够投生阿弥陀佛的极乐世界。
So then if you create extensive merit, what happened? You know, then it's easy to change our mind in a better way, you know, easy to meditate, easy to change our mindEasy to practice, you know?
所以呢，如果我们能够有很大的福德资粮作为我们的修行的靠山，作为我们修行的加持的话呢，我们就可以很容易或者很迅速的转化我们的心念。我们就可以很容易的，在我们要去禅修的时候，我们就可以很容易进入禅修的定的境界啊。我们就换言之，就是我们就可以很容易的去做我们的任何修行。
So, we don't have enough merit, so then our mind is extremely difficult to train. You know, our mind become harder and harder, you know, so therefore, need to create merit, extensive merit, much as possible, then that able to change our mind quickly, you know.
所以呢，我们可以知道，如果我们的福德资粮不够的话，我们所累积的福报不够的话呢，我们是很难去调伏我们的心的。就是我们讲，哎呀，要把心静下来，也是很难的，很难做到的。所以呢，我们需要呢，去很快速的去积累很多很多的福德资粮。我们福德资粮积累的越多的话，越广大的话呢，我们就能越快的去转化，去调伏我们的心。
Okay, so now, again, okay, bring back your mind, so think of Amitabha Buddha in front of you. You know, then think the light, you're going to make offering, you know, just.A numberless of light, you can visualize, okay? So then we do the cloud of mantra, we chant this together three times, yeah.
好，现在我们不要把我们的心呢拉回我们的观想的境界，还在吗？我们观想呢，我们的前方呢，虚空呢就出现个莲花宝座，莲花宝座上就有阿弥陀佛，像阿弥陀佛，我们可以观想他的净土。然后呢，我们现在要跟阿弥陀佛做我们的灯供啊，观想呢，就刚才的方法，观想的灯供化为无量无数啦，宝石的容器啦，如海洋般的蜡等等，而且不只是一盏灯供，是无量无数。然后呢，我们要以这样的观想呢，来念我们这个供养陀罗尼。这个供养陀罗尼，你要需要念三遍啊。我们就跟着和我们的老师啊一起念这个供养陀罗尼。
What's the mantra? The page chart.
Page 17.
17, yeah. Namo Bhagavate Vindasarabhama Tathagataya Arahate Samyasambuddhaya Tayata Om Benze Benze Maha Benze Maha Teja Benze Maha Bhiya Benze Maha Bodhisitta Benze Maha Bodhimendo Prasakramama Benze Sama Vajanan Vishudana Benze Sova我那么不靠我那边的萨拉巴曼达达嘎达呀阿拉哈提萨米亚萨布达呀达呀达阿边子边子马边子马的萨边子马阿布提斯达边子马阿布提门多波萨卡曼那边子萨瓦卡马阿瓦拉那比丘达边子娑我那么巴哈瓦列本达萨拉巴玛达那达达嘎达呀阿拉哈提萨米萨布达呀达呀达阿本子本子玛本子玛提萨本子玛比的玛布提子达本子玛布提米多波萨卡玛那本子萨瓦卡玛比丘达那本子萨瓦。Okay, so next one, recite the power of the truth in Chinese. Okay, so when you recite this, because of the prayer of all the Bodhisattvas, because of that, when you read this prayer, so whatever you visualize, the mentally created the offering, able to receive by all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas.
接下来我们要以中文来念这个地利愿，就十八面的地利愿。因为呢，因为我们念了这个陀罗尼，在念那个地利愿的话呢，由于佛菩萨的加持力，他们的祈愿力啊，他们发愿的力量呢，所以呢，他们就能借着这个我们的这样的念诵呢，得到我们所做的这个广大的供养。地利愿，仰赖三宝真地利，诸佛菩萨加持力，二资圆满大富力，及清净不可思议法界力，愿十方诸佛菩萨眼前现起，并心受此供养云聚，无穷无尽不可思议量等虚空，此乃由圣贤普文殊等菩萨众转化而生起。
Okay, so now, then be happy, rejoice, not able to make this offering to Amitabha Buddha, so be happy and also think that all your offering received by Amitabha, by then Amitabha is extremely happy about your offering. Yeah.
现在呢，我们做了这个供养呢，我们就要升起这个随喜。随喜呢，我们大家呢都能够跟阿弥陀佛做这样的供养。所以我们要升起欢喜心，这样呢，也因为我们这样的供养，阿弥陀佛呢就得到了这个供养，这样阿弥陀佛得到我们供养之后呢，他也升起大欢喜心。
So then after that you can do the purification, the meditation. So from the Amitabha Buddha, the light rays are nectar came from Amitabha Buddha, into oneself and other sentient beings, then purified our suffering, you know, physical suffering, the mental problem, and all the defilement, you know, the light is going in oneself and other sentient beings, then purified. And totally purified, then your body become like a clean, like a crystal, like that, you know, become like a light.
现在呢，我们就可以观想，做什么呢？净化的观想，供养过后就做净化。这样，因为这样的大供养呢，阿弥陀佛升起大欢喜心哦，啊，升起大欢喜心呢，他的身体呢就放出大光芒，并降下甘露。这大光芒的甘露呢，就来到我们的头上了，然后呢，就进入我们的身体了，还有我们周围所有的一切众生。所以呢，就净化了我们所有生理上的痛苦障碍，我们所有的心理上的痛苦障碍，啊，所以呢，我们就完完全全和其他众生呢得到净化了，这样我们身体呢就变得非常的清净舒服，然后呢就变成一个光。
so then, lastly, then to show dedication, so then, by making this little offering to Amitabha Buddha, so may I quickly become like Amitabha Buddha, able to liberate numbers of sentient beings from ocean of samsara.
最后呢，我们需要自我回向，回向我们以此登供的功德呢，愿我们呢快速的证得阿弥陀佛的圆满果位，能够呢解除无量无边一切的众生从如海一般广大的痛苦轮回中解脱出来。
So by making this light offering, so may I have the wisdom, and may I achieve the wisdom realizing emptiness, able to eliminate the darkness of ignorance.
愿以此灯供所积累的功德呢，愿我能速成证得无上的智慧，这个无我的空智，能够呢照亮去除无明的黑暗。
So by making this light offering, so may I become only beneficial to other sentient beings.
愿以此灯供的功德，愿我能够利益无量的众生。
Okay, so this is the, okay, so I mean, this is something simple practice you can do in daily life. You know, very simple practice. And also everybody wish to have better life, want to go to some better place after this life. You know, so for example, want you to go to Amitabha Pure Land, you know, then you must have some cause, you must create a cause to go there. You know, not only just wishing can reach there, but you must have the cause.You must accumulate the cause to go that place, you know.
这个呢是我们在日常生活中可以做的很非常简单的一个修行的方法。因为呢我们每个人都有这样的愿望，我们都希望呢自己呢能够过得更好，活得更好，或者呢能够去到一个更好的地方。就是我们这一生过后呢，我们都希望呢我们的下一生能够投生到一个美好的地方，比如说能够投生到阿弥陀佛的极乐世界去。可是呢，这只是我们的一个愿望，要让我们的愿望呢能够实现呢，我们必须种下能够达成这个愿望的因缘，所以呢，这个修行就是一个很好的方法。
So, yeah, you really want to take rebirth in the Amitabha Pure Land, then this what we did just now is extremely important.In just an example, but also you have to do more, not only that. This is just an example. But whenever you eat, whenever you drink, when you wake up, when you sleep, you know, always remembering the Amitabha Buddha. Then when you eat, drink, and think of Amitabha Buddha, and first you make offering to Amitabha Buddha, you know, then you make prayer, motivation, the prayer, dedication,Yeah, all one goal, you know, everything is one thing to reborn in the Amitabha Pure Land, you know.
所以呢，如果我们真的哈，很希望呢，能够在来生往生到阿弥陀佛的极乐世界，刚才我们做的那个简短的共修方法，就是一个很好很好的例子。记得它只是一个方法，一个例子而已，当然我们可以做得更多更多，我们可以把这样的修持方法呢融入我们生活的每一个细节里面，比如说我们吃饭的时候啊，我们喝水的时候啊，我们醒来的活动的时候啊，我们睡觉的时候啊，我们都可以 意念佛，我们都可以呢想着哦，我要成佛，我们的意念佛哦，我要去阿弥陀佛的净土。就是你在吃饭的时候也说哦，供养给阿弥陀佛啦啊，然后你要发心呐、啊，就其中一个例子哦，发心呐、啊，发愿呐、啊，哦，这是供养给阿弥陀佛的，这样然后呢你才吃，然后你就回向哦，回向愿你能够往生到以这样的功德往生到阿弥陀佛的净土。这样把它融入你的生活中，时时刻刻意念阿弥陀佛，发心发愿回向，这样呢，你就能种下将来往生阿弥陀佛净土的因缘。
So, whether you have happy life, you know, whether you have difficult life, you are whether happy, whether unhappy, you know, but always whatever happened in the life, so just try.100% trust Amitabha Buddha, you know.
所以呢，不论哦，你的生活过得是否很开心，或者你觉得生活很难过，好，不论是开心或者是难过呢，你都一心一念哦，100%哈，这个意念呢，阿弥陀佛，把所有的一切呢，一切所有的回向，能够回向给投生阿弥陀佛的极乐世界。
Yeah, so, not like most of us, you know, when you have difficult time, then you remember, you know, Amitabha, you know. But when a happy life, then you forget Amitabha, you know.
我们大多数的人呢，当我们遇到困难或者是比较难过日子比较难过的时候，我们讲一些阿弥陀佛啊，才一念起阿弥陀佛。当我们非常过日子过得非常开心很快乐的时候，没有烦恼，没有困难的时候，我们就忘了阿弥陀佛了。
So like that. So then when you go to sleep, you know, go to bed. So remember Amitabha. If possible, you visualize Amitabha when you sleep, just on top of your head.Visualize Amitabha, how you, where you put the head, that you visualize Amitabha there. Then you sleep there, you know, thinking, putting your head, you know, on top the lap of, lap? Huh? Huh?
Lap.
Yes. Amitabha lap, put your head there. Then 100% believe he's there, then trust,You know, then you go sleep with thinking, I mean, Amitabha Buddha, you know, like that, then go fall asleep like that, you know.
怎么说呢？就是说，刚才我们讲，我们除了灯供啊，还有日常的生活细节，也可以用来做修行啊，往生阿弥陀佛阿弥陀佛的净土。比如说，当你晚上睡觉的时候啊，你要观想阿弥陀佛在你的头上。所以当你入睡躺在那个床上的时候呢，阿弥陀佛就是好像是你的枕头一样啊，他坐在你的枕头那边，然后你就把头靠在阿弥陀佛的膝上，他的脚的膝上哦，睡着。所以你枕着阿弥陀佛的膝上睡觉，你没有哎呀这只是哎呀我自己乱想的了，你要把它当着是100%真的阿弥陀佛知道你的信念，他就在那边，你就枕在他的膝上睡着，然后你睡入睡的时候，你就进入了阿弥陀佛的极乐世界。要有这样100%的信念，这是真的。
So then, if you, you know, think, you know, when you sleep, just think of it. Don't think anything else, just think of Amitabha Buddha's there, you know, with your this mind.Then you fall asleep like that, you know, without any other thought. If you're able to fall asleep like this, then whole, you sleep 10 hours or 20 hours. Whatever you sleep, then your sleep becomes virtuous mind, you know. Mention that.
所以当你能够这样意念阿弥陀佛入睡的话，就你入睡的时候呢，睡着的时候就没有其他的杂念了，你就只有阿弥陀佛了。像无论你是睡的10小时或睡20个小时，好，这样你的睡眠呢，那个睡的那个状态和质量呢，都是善的，因为你是枕着一颗善心入睡的。
So it then become, then it's also, if you're able to sleep like that, then also you don't have this nightmare dream. You know, nightmare dream. You don't have, huh? Nightmare. Yeah, you don't say nightmare dream. So you don't have this nightmare, you know.
如果你能够这样一念阿弥陀佛入睡的话呢，这样你入睡的时候、睡觉的时候就不会做噩梦。
Okay, so it also never get harmed from the spirit, you know.
你在睡觉的时候呢，就不会受到非人的干扰。
Then you die in that kind of sleep, then you wake up, in case you die in the sleep, then when you wake up, you are in the Amitabha Pure Land, you know?
如果呢万一了万一不小心你入睡的时候呢你就往生了你就过世了这样你就不用担心了因为你是一念阿弥陀佛入睡所以你醒来的时候诶我在阿弥陀佛的极乐世界了。
Okay? The simple is that. Simple is that. Okay?
所以呢，这是一个非常简单、容易的方法，很容易的。
So of course, then of course, that's the word. Then if you sleep with the disturbing thoughts, the negative emotion, you know.When you go to bed, you think so much, you know, all these negative thoughts. Then, of course, first thing, you won't get good sleep. Your sleep is up and down. Wake up many times. You don't have good sleep. That's the one thing. Then, even if you sleep, you know, sometimes all your sleep become negative mind, you know.
如果你睡觉的时候呢，你的心是非常烦乱的，哦，因为你很多烦恼啊，或很多不善的念头或恶的念头啊，你带着这样一个很烦躁的念头去入睡的话，那很肯定你会睡得不好，哦，不只是睡得不好，你会啊，在睡觉的时候呢，时常醒过来。就算呢你很难得就中间呢又入睡了醒来又入睡了可是呢你的心念呢却是不善的却是恶的。
Okay, so therefore, when you sleep like that with a negative mind, negative emotion, disturbing mind, then of course you have nightmare, you know. So because of that nightmare, also been harmed by a different spirit.Not because your mind is negative, so that's why you receive all the harm from the outside. No?
所以呢，因为呢，你是枕着这个烦恼啊，带这个烦恼去入睡的话呢，所以呢，你就肯定了，就会做噩梦了，就很容易做噩梦。因为你的心呢是不善的，你的念头呢是不善的，是有烦恼、有恶念的，所以你就很容易在睡梦的。时候呢，受到非人的干扰，所以呢，这样的心态呢，是很容易接受到十方各界各样各种各样的干扰的。
Okay, so like that, then of course in daily life, so then living in the morality, you know, like keeping that practice the ten virtues.Then avoiding the ten non-virtues, this is something extremely important. Wish to go to Amitabha Pure Land, those are very, very basic practice needed. You know? So then of course on top of that, good-hearted. You know, not to harm other, but more loving, caring to other. So you know, these are very, very basic practice are needed to go to Amitabha Pure Land.
所以在我们的日常生活中也叫时常注意啊注意时常我们要记得要守我们的戒律啊我们所发下的誓言然后尽量呢去做这个十善业造这个十善业啊如果我们真的是很想 往生了，将来往生到阿弥陀佛的极乐世界。所以这是非常基本的修行。所以呢我们时常要观察我们的心念，我们时常要有善心我们要不伤害其他的众生，而且我们要对其他众生要慈爱等等。这些基本的东西都是往生阿弥陀佛净土阿弥陀佛极乐世界的资粮护照来的。
Okay, so, and this is something simple practice. Anybody can do. Not difficult to understand. You know, not that difficult to practice. You know, so, that's why it's very easy practice. That's why then, if you live your life like that, then you wish to go Amitabha Pure Land, then it's able to go there, you know. So once you reach Amitabha Pure Land, then of course, there's no like suffering what we have in this human realm. You know, then easy to practice, you know, easy to receive that lot of teaching from different Buddhas, you know.
所以呢，这是我们在日常生活中非常简单的方法，它不是很难的那个修行的方法。所以呢，如果我们能够这样的去生活的话，我们要去阿弥陀佛的极乐世界呢，就比较容易，比较简单。但如果我们真的能够往生哦，到阿弥陀佛的极乐世界的话，哎，那个地方就太美好了，它就没有好像我们人世间哦，我们所遭受到的苦难、我们痛苦啊，我们所遇到的难题啊等等。所以在阿弥陀佛的极乐世界里面哦，地方要修行真是太容易了，就比我们人间容易的多了。而且呢，在阿弥陀佛净土呢，阿弥陀佛还有很多大菩萨啊，他们都会给我很多的开示啊，很多的教导啊，教你怎样去修行。所以呢，要修行啊，也是非常非常容易。
Okay, so then if you take rebirth, you know, you take rebirth in the Amitabha Pure Land, then of course you have a lot of time for practice. You know, no need to cook, no need to do business.
所以呢，我们往生到阿弥陀佛的极乐世界的时候呢，哎，我们就发觉，哎，我们其实就有很多很多时间去修行了。为什么呢？因为在那边你就不用，哎呀，等一下我要去煮饭了不需要煮饭了，在那边不需要煮饭的。哎呀，我要去做很多东西，要做这样东西，做那样东西，哎，这些东西全部都不用做了，它自然而然就会了。你要煮饭，嘣，就有饭给你吃了。所以这些东西都不用做，你就可以有很多很多时间去修行。
No need to go shopping also. 啊，肯定。
也不用去忙着去购物啊，买东西啊什么，不用买的，那边东西全部都不用买的，免费的。
Most of our time we spend in the shopping center.
因为呢，我们花很多时间呢，通常呢，我们花很多时间去购物啊，我们把时间都花在购物中心里面。
Okay, that's it. Okay. So I mean, this is, you know, the eight verses what we're learning here. Also, I mean, same thing. Not, I mean, end of the days, how to, eight verses about how to change our mind. You know. How to look sentient beings as precious. That's the advice. And how to practice when you counter with a difficult situation. You know, when a strong emotion, attachment, anger arise, how to deal with that. Then when you meet with someone, the very, very difficult person, you know, that how you deal it with the person, how you look at the person.And then, in this way, then we're able to change our mind. Then we can be more patient, more kinder, more loving, caring for others, you know.
所以呢，接下来要讲的这修行八颂呢，其实呢，就和刚才我们讲的修行其实是，它的目的、目标是一样的，就是呢，怎样去转换我们的心念。好，尤其是当我们遇到 问题的时候，遇到困难的时候啊，我们怎样去修行？他们讲我们遇到困难、遇到难题，就表示呢，我们遇到这样的问题的时候，通常我们有强烈的那情绪啊，升起的时候，比如说我们强烈的嗔心啊，升起的时候呢，我们应该怎样去面对？面对自己，还有面对其他的人。比如说，如果我们遇到一个很难搞的人啊，那个人每次给你很多问题的啊，遇到这样的众生的时候呢，我们将去观待这样的众生。所以呢，我们将去思维，我们去怎么样去遇到这样的人这样的困境的时候，将去转换我们的心念，让我们的心呢变得更有爱心，变得更慈悲。
Okay, so you can see that the first verses, you know, how to look the sentient beings, you know, how your mind should think all sentient beings. It's like much more than wishful pulling jewel, you know, thinking that way. You know, the first verses talk about that, you know.
所以呢，修心八颂的第一颂呢，就是讲我们如何去观待所有一切的众生。我们该视一切众生呢比如意宝还要珍贵。
Okay, so then, of course, that's like that. Then, when you engage, you know, so that your mind can think that all sentient beings are precious, kind for you. But actual practice, when you go actual practice, of course, you have to deal with the sentient beings.One by one, you know. So then, that time, how you think, you know, that's difficult time will arises when you deal with the individual sentient being. Then this problem arises, difficult arises. Then how you deal it, you know. Then talk about the second verse, you know, how to keep your mind thinking oneself much lower than other sentient beings, you know.
所以呢，第一个寄送呢，就是当我们在修的时候，我们去思维的时候，当我们讲哦，他们众生是比如意宝还要珍贵啊，等等，就是我们去修的时候，就在做的时候，上座修行的时候，可是真正的考验呢，是当我们面对这些众生的时候，所以我们面对众生的时候是一个对一个，因为每个众生呢都状况都不一样，所以我们是一个对一个去实修的时候啊，当然这是不容易的，因为它是每一个都是状况都是不一样的，所以当面对特别的个别的众生状况发生的时候呢，我们就要把这个寄送的寄牢，然后呢升起该有的心态，然后去很好的对待自己，要对待其他的众生啊，这是才是要点。然后第二个寄送呢，讲的是当我们和这些其他众生在一起的时候呢，我们呢要把自己看待为是最卑下的。
So like that. So the whole idea is reducing the second verses is talking about reducing your pride. You know, not so much this pride in one's mind. Then it's difficult to deal, you know, live with other, dealing with other. That's the biggest problem. So that's why the whole advice is how to reduce your arrogance or pride.You know, that looking at the sentient beings is much more better than oneself. You know, so like that, if you ever have this less pride, then easier to deal with the other sentient beings, you know.
这第二个寄送呢，讲的是为什么我们要视自己为最卑下的，这是因为呢，是我们要减少我们自己尊大的心理，自己的自尊自大的这样的心理啊。当我们和别人相处的时候，我们要减少这样自大的心理，这样呢，我们要能够看到其他众生的优点，比自己更好的地方，这样我们就能够调伏我们这种自大的心。
So like that, but then another problem, you know, we have this because of our past imprint. Because of that, we have to sometimes have a lot of delusion mind. Anger, attachment arises. So then, there's another challenging, you know, to be a good heart. So that's another challenging. So therefore, the third verse is talking about how to deal with this negative emotion. You know, when the negative emotion happen, then what happen? You know, that harm oneself, that harm other sentient beings, you know, then recognizing all this problem, then try to reduce immediately, you know, try to reduce the particular the affliction or delusion arises one mind, recognize that what that does, then knowing that, then try to reduce that. No? So then there's another challenging.
像第三个寄送的是讲我们的另外一个挑战啊，另外挑战，由于过去啊，过去多生啊无劫累积的习气啊，所以在我们的心相续里面呢，就很多啊无明三毒的种子，所以这个无明三毒种子啊，遇到状况的时候，遇到适合的因缘的时候，它就会升起，所以呢，当我们烦恼啊。在我们的心相续里面升起的时候呢，我们要认识到，它不只是会危害到我们自己，也会危害到我们旁边的众生，危害到其他的人。所以当这样的烦恼，无明烦恼升起的时候呢，我们要以这个正知正念认出，诶，我的烦恼升起了。然后呢，认出这烦恼的时候呢，就思维应对的方法，然后呢，减轻我们的这样的烦恼，所以这是我们所需要面对的第四另外一个挑战。
Okay, then the continual verses, there are verses 4, 5, 6. Now those are who meet very different type of sentient beings in the life, you know. So, really,We meet some kind of sentient beings, like verse 3rd, you know, very, very difficult to subdue, you know. The manner, behave is very, very difficult to subdue. We meet that kind of people, then also that time is another challenging, practice good heart. Then the people says, then the another typical challenging good heart is like someone who's a,criticize to oneself something you didn't do, but you didn't do all these things, but this person criticize and say, you know, all the bad things to oneself. So then that time is another challenge, how to practice good heart for that person. So then the pip or six, I don't know, huh? Pip? Six, yeah, six.Six like that. So then also another difficulty is like we help someone, you know, so much. But at the return, this person didn't return in good way. Instead of return good, but he do another way, you know, harm to herself. Then how to be good heart to this person?So this is very, very difficult, challenging practice, you know, to be good heart. You know, so this is the advice there, you know. So how to practice.
所以呢，第四、第五和第六个寄送呢，其实讲，当我们遇到不同样的众生，就各种各样类型的众生，哦，那这样你应该怎么样去做？如果是我学生的话，他们讲哦，各种各样摆灯的人啊，你要怎么样去对待他们？比如说第四个寄送讲的是那种很难调伏的众生呢，他性情很恶劣的，哦，很邪恶的那些众生。这样，我们遇到这样的众生的时候呢，我们该怎样去修？其实我们应该以这个慈悲的心呢去对待他们。 这就第四个偈颂。第五个偈颂呢是另外一类的众生。这类的众生呢他会他在那边批评你了，批判你了，甚至你没有做的东西呢他也诽谤你，说是哦你做过这样的东西啊，什么什么，你是这样这样这样的人啊，他就故意去抹黑你，把你说的一无是处等等。这样遇到这样的情况，遇到这类的众生的时候呢，我们应该怎样去修呢？怎样去对待他呢？我们还是应该以慈悲的心去修我们的慈悲心，然后去利益他。所以这是第五个偈颂。然后第六个偈颂呢是讲的又是另外一类的众生的。这一类的众生呢，你可能以前帮了他很多很多，可是呢他却反过来咬你一口，他就是以怨报德。所以你遇到这样以怨报德的众生呢，你应该怎么样呢？是批评回他，攻击回他吗？都不是。以修心八颂来讲呢，面对这样的众生呢，我们还是应该以一颗善良的心呢去对待这样的众生。所以这是另外一个挑战。所以呢我们还是要以慈悲的心呢对待这样的众生。
So that verse 6 you can see, you know, this kind of, you know, I shall regard that person as my holy guru. You know, so this is extremely, I mean, difficult practice, you know, but it's possible.No, not impossible, but this is possible. No?
所以呢，当我们遇到我们帮助过的众生，却以怨报德的话呢，我们应该怎么样对待？我们讲，我们要修慈悲心对待这样的众生。所以我们要把这样的人呢，当作是善知识。就教导我们的老师，把它当作是老师来看待。要能够做到这一点呢，是非常非常不容易的，是不容易，可是并不是完全不可能或完全做不到，所以还是可以通过寻心去做得到的。
So here, of course, to these eight verses talking about the, you know, developing loving kindness, you know, great compassion, great love. How to develop great love, how to develop great compassion, you know, how to live, love, how to develop bodhicitta, you know.
所以下一个偈颂呢，就是讲我们怎样去修我们大慈爱的心，我们怎样去修这个大悲的心。这个慈悲两个分开是不一样的，怎样修这个大慈大悲的心。那通过这样的大慈大悲的心呢，我们去怎样去升起菩提心。
Okay, that's all. Huh?
所以这个课呢，就修心八颂就讲完了。That's all.
Next topic is what? Supposed to talk? Meditation or?
Meditation.
Next one.
Nine stages of meditation. Go.
下一堂课
you understand what I talk so far?
跟我们这讲的大家都明白吗？他从以前讲到现在大家都完全没有问题吗？
Okay, then
可以发问的。
So then the verse what? Verse 7 in short bothDirectly and indirectly do I offer every happiness and benefit to all my mothers. I shall secretly take upon myself all their harmful action and suffering.
第七个偈颂，无论直接与间接，愿现利乐与有情，如母有情诸苦患，我愿暗中尽取受。
So, So then of course you're able to practice, you know, whatever before that explain, you know, all the difficult thing you'll be able to practice. Then this practice verse 7 is not that difficult.
所以呢，如果前面的这六个偈颂所讲的东西你都能够做得到，就你的心呢、啊、都能做得到的话，这样要修这个第七个偈颂呢就不算太难。
So then here I mean talk about the Tonglen practice, you know, so giving one's happiness to other sentient beings, taking other suffering to oneself.You know, so when you give happiness to sentient beings, then, you know, this life happiness, then the cause of happiness from life to life of happiness, life to life, the happiness of the cause of the happiness, then you think and, you know, and give to other sentient beings, you know.
所以呢，这个第七个偈颂讲的其实是自他相换的方法，就是菩萨他修自他相换的方法，就是自己呢把自己所有的快乐呢献给所有的有情众生，然后所有有情众生的苦难呢，自己呢都把它呢啊暗中的取来自己消受。所以当我们讲啊，把自己的快乐献给众生呢，就是表把自己这一生的快乐，把自己生生世世的快乐，还有所有这些快乐的因呢，全部呢无条件的献给所有的众生。
So then, that's the giving. So the taking, then, the suffering, the sentient suffering of this life, then.The cause of the suffering, then also the suffering of next life, life to life, the cause of the suffering, then taking all the suffering to oneself, you know.
这样，刚才所讲的是把自己的快乐，什么生生世快献给有情，这个是献利。啊，那另外一个呢，就取受，取受是什么呢？取受是把众生哦，把众生这一世的。这一生的痛苦，把众生的生生世世的痛苦及所有痛苦的因呢，自己呢暗中把它拿过来，自己来消受。
So then, so this is the practice of Tonglen, you know, so giving your happiness to other sentient beings, taking other sentient beings to oneself, you know, so this is, you know.Thinking, you know, thinking the sentient being suffering, then you take the suffering for oneself. So that is the practice of compassion. Then thinking the happiness of oneself, all the happiness what you have, you know, then that happiness give to sentient beings who don't have the happiness. You know, because that is practice of love, you know.
所以呢，刚才介绍的是自他相换，菩萨修行自他相换的方法。这自他相换的方法就是一个两个，就相换什么呢？把自己的快乐给有情，把有情的痛苦自己拿来取受。所以这个叫相换呢、啊，就是它有两个层面，一个是献利有情，一个是取受痛苦。所以当我们献利有情的时候呢？当我们献利有情的时候，是把我们自己的快乐，这一生的快乐，这生生世世的快乐，还有所有快乐因呢，全部呢献给其他的众生。这是一个大慈的修行方法，就慈爱的修行方法。因为是给所有的有情，所以它是个大慈爱的修行方法。然后呢，所有有情这一生的痛苦，所有有情生生世世的痛苦及所有痛苦的因呢，你都把它取过来，自己来取来消受。这个呢是大悲的修行方法。
So like that, so that can be done through your breathing meditation. You know, so when you breathe out, or when you breathe in.Then, you know, so taking all the sentient beings suffering for oneself, and when you breathe out, giving all the happiness what one had, not giving to other sentient beings. You know, through breathing meditation, so you can practice the Dongren practice also.
所以这自他相换方法的菩萨是怎样修行的？他们修行的就是在他们平常的呼吸，呼吸用平常呼吸来修。所以当他们呼出去的时候呢，他就把自己所有的快乐，生生世世的快乐呢，及快乐因全部献给所有的一切众生，就呼出去了。然后他们吸入的时候，呼吸的吸入的时候，就把所有一切众生所有的痛苦呢，生生世世的痛苦及痛苦因呢，全部都吸入进入自己的身体来消受了。所以他是通过这个呼吸呢，来修行这个自他相换法的。
So here, so so this the practice of the mind. Not when you say Tonglen, it's the practice of mind. You know, so giving, taking is all the exercise, you know, for your mind. You know, to develop. That Buddhist mind, you know.
所以呢，这个是修心的方法之一啊。这个自他相换法是修心的方法，然后这个自他相换法呢，是菩萨来修心哦，来升起菩提心，来使他们菩提心呢更大更强的方法。
So then, when you have this, you know, really you're able to do from your heart, you know, giving.Your happiness to other, taking other sentiments and suffering to oneself. When you have really good practice of that, you know, the mind training of that, the Dongren practice, then that really help oneself to engage, you know, in real practice, you know, reduce other sentiments, suffering, able to give your happiness to other sentient beings, you know, real practice will happen, you know.Encourage oneself to do more on actual practice, you know.
所以呢，如果我们真的能够打从我们的心底呢，真的有这样的意乐，真的去这样的修的话，愿把自己呢所有的快乐、所有的利乐呢献给所有的友情，然后所有的友情众生的痛苦自己来取受，他们所有痛苦来取受，真的能够去实修，真的去修修的话，他就真的会在。会发生，它不只是你的想象而已，它是真的就会发生的。
Okay, so so this the Tonglen practice is to develop love and compassion. You know, so when you do well, then your love and compassion increase. When you do well, the Tonglen practice. You know.
所以呢，这个自他相换法呢，如果我们真的去实修，实修得很好的话呢，这样呢，我们的慈悲心呢就会增长。
Okay, then that's it about that. Then it is what. What it says, undefiled by the stain of the superstition of the eight worldly concern, may I, by perceiving all phenomena as illusory, be released from the bondage of attachment. Oh yeah, okay. Kevin.
第八个偈颂，愿我所修一切善，不为八法所垢染，身观诸法皆如幻，无执离缚得解脱。
我说 ，So I'm in this practice mainly talk about.All the practice is combined with wisdom and method, you know, method and wisdom. So this talk about this.
所以呢，这个修心方法呢，当然还是需要运用智慧的。所以呢，所以他讲的是所有的修心方法哦，除了这个福德，福德方面的这个修心，这讲的是福德方面。可是如果能用智慧来关照，就福慧双运的话啊，才是真正的修心方法。
So here, so all this practice we talk about until the seven verses, you know, so.When you practice this, then shouldn't have this eight worldly concern, you know. So if you have this eight worldly concern, then your whatever you practice doesn't become Dharma practice, you know.
所以当我们在修行的那些第一到第七个偈颂的修行方法的时候呢，我们不应该让我们的心呢参染了这八法。这八法就是得失啊啊苦乐啊啊赞悔啊等等哦，这样的心态。如果你修行是又要得到人家称赞啊，这个其中的八法，这样就不对了。如果呢你修行第一到第七个偈颂呢有被其中八法的其中一个法呢所污染的话呢，像你的那个所做的一切呢就不可以称为法了。
Okay, so when you practice all these things, you know, so when you practice good heart, then you shouldn't have this eight worldly concern, you know. So then if you have this eight worldly concern, then it's extremely difficult hard to do the practice.So shouldn't have that at all concern like that.
比如说，当我们在修行一个善良的心的时候，慈悲的心的时候，如果我们参有任何一个八法的话呢，这样的修行就不能算是修行了，它绝对不能算是真的修行，也不能算是如法了。
Okay, so when you do this practice, then shouldn't think that, you know, like.Oh, when you do this kind of practice, then when, you know, your motivation is like just, oh, to receive a lot of wealth, you know, like that. Also like, want to receive a lot of pain, praise from the other. Then, you know, become more famous. Then, are more happy, you know, I don't know. So your motivation is like that, then,It's not correct. You know, always have, when you practice this, always have this mind to help other sentient beings, you know.
所以当我们在修做任，其实做任何修行的时候呢，我们都不应该有这样的念头说，哎呀，我这样修的话，这样别人就会会这样，我就可以得到很多财富哦，或者我这样修的话，哎呀，别人就会称赞我，哇，我这样修的话，哇，我就会很出名，哇，我这样修的话，哇，就会很多很多快乐哦，我得到很多很多的好处。如果我们是有这样的得失心理啊，苦乐啊，啊或者啊欲悔啊，或者是赞讥啊，这种八种的八法所污染的话呢，这样的修行呢，其实是不对的。他这样就不可以就可以当称为修行，因为他也是不如法的。所以我们这样去修的话，去修行的话，做任何修行的话，其实我们应该有这样的心态，我们是真正的要帮助其他的众生，这才是正确的心态。
So these two sentence talk about that, you know, to about the method. You know, when you practice, then shouldn't combine with this eight worldly concern. You know, but you should have this mind, you know, the Buddhist mind, you know, to help other sentient beings, you know, should have this kind of mind when you practice this, you know, mentioned above, you know, so should have this Buddhist mind, not combine it only concern. So this talk about the method, you know, we should have that.
所以这一句话了，英文是两句，可是华文是一句话一样。 愿我所修一切善，不为八法所垢染，是讲我们修心，当我们做任何修心的方法的时候呢，我们是在积累这个福德资粮，所以这个是积累福德资粮的方法。在我们在做这个积累福德资粮的方法的时候呢，我们应该是以菩提心为主的，应该是以升起这个菩提心呢，去尽自己的力量呢，去利益所有的一切众生。所以呢，你的动机、你的发心、你的意乐呢，不应该有任何参有任何的八法。
I don't know how to translate, you know, the eight worldly concerns, you know. How to balance, I don't know. Balance?
Strike a balance.
Yeah.
The eight worldly concerns.
Suffering and happiness.
Oh, strike a balance between suffering and happiness.
Yeah. You know what? You strike?
A balance. Strike a balance between suffering and happiness.
我也不懂怎样翻译就是 Kim Rung 也讲
Tibetan Jigden Chuyye Konyama I don't know English
Jigden Chuyye Konyama 藏文叫 Jigden Konyama Chuyye Konyama 就是当我们在修的时候，其实我们要平衡了，平衡平衡就快乐和痛苦要取得平衡。
So So, yeah, how to think. Now, for example, happy and suffering. I don't know, happiness and suffering, for example. You know, so, whether you are so happy, whether you are so suffering, you know, how to look that,As a not disturb oneself, you know.
所以现在要讲的其实是八法。这个八法有得、失、苦、乐、赞、机、欲、悔，这八样，这个叫世间八法。这样我们先讲的是苦和乐，这样我们要怎么样呢？保持我们心态的一种平衡。就有时候我们可能就太过偏向一边，我们就感到很痛苦，就痛苦多过快乐。像有时候偏向快乐，就一直很快乐，很快乐就忘了那个其实它有痛苦的一面。所以我们怎么样保持一个心态上的一种平衡？
So whole idea is, when you're happy mind, sometimes too happy, our mind is disturbed. Now, when you're too much suffering, also our mind is disturbed. But here the point is, how to not disturb your mind. With the happy mind, or suffering mind, how to not disturb. No? When you're happy, when you're suffering, by that, then how to think not to disturb your mind. You know?How to think that doesn't disturb your mind?
Oh, 因为如果有时候我们太过快乐的时候呢，我们的心呢就不平衡了。其实不平衡也会有一种干扰了。只是我们太快乐，我们忘了。我们太痛苦的话呢，我们太专注于心，太专注于痛苦，我们的心呢其实也是不平衡的。所以呢，这里的训练呢，寻心的训练方法是训练我们的心呢，不要被这个快乐和痛苦所左右。
So when you have suffering, sickness, a problem, you know, so then that disturb our mind. You know, when that happened.Disturb our mind, so how to think that, you know, according to Dharma. So, the problem, suffering, pain, sickness, all this unwanted thing happen because of the our past karma. You know? So, once you experience that kind of suffering, so that means actually you are experiencing the suffering karma that you created in the past. So that means you are finishing your karma, you know? Yeah, so understand that, you know, suffering, when you have this suffering, then understanding, this is the result of karma. So when you experience, then so that means you are finishing your karma, you know.
所以呢，这里要讲的这个不为八法所垢染，就表示如果是苦和乐这两个八法，举个例子，当我们感到痛苦，遇到痛苦的时候，比如说我们可能生病了，或者我们感受到痛苦了，或我们是遇到一些问题了，遇到一些障碍的时候，通常我们心呢都会感到很烦很乱，这样呢我们应该怎么样的如法去修，如法去思维呢？所以呢，当我们遇到这样的，遇到苦难的时候呢，遇到我们不想要的东西啊，可是却偏偏发生了。当这些不如意的东西啊，都发生的时候呢，我们可以这样去思维。这是因为呢，过去世呢，我曾种下这样恶的因缘。所以呢，现在呢，这个恶的因缘它成熟了，所以果报就来了。所以这是熟果亦熟果的果报成熟了，所以现在呢，我只要去面对这个果报呢，把这个果报完完全全的经历过，经历完这个果报，这样我的恶业呢，过去所种下的这个恶缘呢，就完完全全的消除了，就没有了，就过去了，就不会再有了。
So that's why the great master have advice, you know, the suffering is the suffering is the broom, I don't know, broom? Suffering is the broom of your past negative karma. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. It makes sense, then you translate it.
所以呢，我们过去的祖师啊，我们的祖师大德就曾说过呢，过去我们所遇到的，现在所遇到的苦难呢，其实呢，就好像是过去的恶业的扫把，所以扫一扫，它就不见了。
Yeah. So once you're suffering like sickness, pain, so you will everything this way.You know, so you purify your past negative karma, you know, so that doesn't disturb your mind, you know.
所以呢，如果呢，当我们遇到苦难啊，我们生病啊，或遇到痛苦的时候呢，你应该这样想啊，我现在是在净化过去世所种下的恶业。哎，净化，所以他生病完了，好了，就是这个恶业已经完完全全净化完了，所以呢，你的心呢就不会这样的烦，这样的受到这样大的干扰，就能保持平衡。
So then, you have so much good life, then happy life, going well in the life, and also this, you know, this.Nothing big thing, you know. So how you think it, nothing. Because all this also happening because of the past, good karma. You know, you accumulate so much good karma, so that way you experience. Then, so that means one way not good, you know. You're finishing all good karma. You know, whatever you've done, you enjoy, finish this karma. So you're not accumulating more karma.Good karma, just finishing. Whatever you good, you just finish up, you know? When you think that, then it's not so big deal, you know, having such a this, you know?
所以呢，反过来说了，这样讲苦，这样要讲乐。 如果呢我们这一生呢过得非常好呢啊，各种各样啊，各种方面方方面面呢都非常非常好啊啊，你要什么都得到什么都很如意的话，其实你要想这是没什么大不了的。好，为什么呢？这是因为呢，你可以这样思维，这是因为过去世所种下的善业呢成熟了，所以呢，我现在享受是享受过去世所种的善业的善的果报。这样你可以想啊，哎呀，现在我在享受过去世善的果报，这样我以前的善业就用完了嘞，就用完了，我没有累积新的善业怎么办？哦，所以呢，现在我在享受我这善业，所以这样想去思维就，它没什么大不了的，就没有什么值得好去自大或自尊了，哦。所以呢，你的心呢就能够恢复平衡。所以呢，就从这两个方面来看呢，你就能保持一颗平常心。
So,Yeah, I mean, so like that, you know, so, also said, I mean, you can relate with all this other and only concern, you know, having a lot of wealth, possession, you know. So, it's also not big thing, you know, so, when you think about that, so, in order to achieve all these things, you know, so, so much negative karma is accumulated.You know, during this period of time, so much negative karma is accumulated. You know, then when you think that not the big deal, then in the time of the death, you cannot take this with oneself. You know, you have to leave behind. So then it's not a really, really big deal, you know, so.
我们同样也可以用这样的思维这样的分析方法齁，去应用到其他的六个八法齁，其他的六个八法。所以呢，比如说当我们有很多财富啊，拥有很多享乐啊，享用的东西的时候呢，因为想想诶，这其实应该是没什么大不了的。而且我是在用过去是种下的善业的善的果报，我这用完了，我没有积累这善报的话将来怎么办？就在我在享受快乐这段时间呢，我没有去积累善报，像我没有积累善报，大多数我就积累恶业，像我积累这么恶业，像我以后下一生应该怎么办？所以当死亡发生的时候，这些财富我都带不去下一世的，像我剩下积累的是恶业，我应该怎么办呢？所以这就没什么大不了，这样你的心态呢就会啊比较平衡，所以就把你的心呢带回这个平常心。
So like that, then if we have so much press. Yeah. So much press also not big deal, you know. So nothing really good also, you know. I mean, you can look, you know, somebody press you. Then, of course, what happened to oneself is just your pride.You know, supporting your pride, and make your pride bigger, you know. So then, your big pride, as described there, what happened, then you look down to other sentient beings, you know. Then you do all sort of harm, you know, to others.
所以当我们得到，比如说另外一个八法就赞美啊，别人赞美你了，当别人赞美你的时候，其实你要想想啊，去思维，这也是没什么大不了的，哦，所以你怎样去思维，怎样去分析，当别人称赞你的时候呢，你的心是怎么样的？你的心有什么变化？所以你要去观察，在别人称赞你的时候，你的心的那个自大的心理是不是越来越大了，增长了？你的头是不是大了？哦，膨胀了，自尊自大心里膨胀了，所以可能你头大了，你就可能看不起其他的众生了，其他人以为哇你看这样厉害，其他人呢真的哦，所以你如果看不起这样其他的人的话，你可能在其他方面哦就会去伤害到其他的众生，所以呢你这样想的话，你想哎呀这赞美其实就没什么大不了了。
So like that. Then, of course, if that happened, then of course, when you're so arrogant, then you look down other sentient beings, then it's extremely difficult to be happy life, even this life. Then of course, then you have to suffer many lifetimes, you know, in future lifetime, then you have to suffer also.
所以呢，当你啊，因为称赞，一直受到称赞而产生这种自大的心理的话呢，这样你很容易就会看不起其他的人。这样你看不起其他人呢，你的这一生呢就很难得到快乐。哦，因为你已经最好了，还有什么更好的呢？所以你怎样得到快乐呢？所以你这一生呢就很难得到快乐。这样呢，你的未来生啊，因为有这种习气嘛，习气这样建立，所以你的未来生呢也就很难得到快乐，因为就会觉得你很不开心了。
So same thing, also you can think that, you receive so much praise, it's not a big deal, you know, just finishing your good karma, you know.
所以呢，当你得到赞美的时候，时常得到赞美的时候，想，哎，这是没什么大不了的，而且呢。人家赞美你，你得到你觉得很高兴快乐，你的那个善业，过去种下善业，正在这慢慢的被用完了。
So like that, then you same thing, you receive what call praise and not praise. Opposite of that is what?
Offering or whatever.
No, opposite of praising is what?
Criticism.
Not criticism.对吧？没有吧？啊？
啊 ，dissing, ridicule, blame,
look,
赞讥，讥毁
，praise, and
put down on you,
put down, something like that, I don't, 啊 ，put, criticism.
Ridicule you.
Not praising you. Somebody doesn't praise you, but
ridicule, putting you down.
Look down you. Look down.
Contempt.
Not praising, but
contempt.
Not praise, but they look down you.
No? Contempt, ridicule, putting you down. In English, you need more words.
Tibetan, just one word. Mepa. One word. Mepa. Dopa. Mepa. Mepa is look. You know. Look down. You know.So same thing, somebody look down to oneself, then also no need to be so mad about that. You know? Don't have to be crazy about that. You know? Because somebody look down, that means you create some karma in the past. So that's why something happened to you, then you just think that you're finishing your karma, you know, in the past karma.
反过来说，当别人讥笑你的时候呢，也没什么大不了的。你要想想，哎呀，这其实并不太坏。为什么呢？这是因为呢，你过去是种下的恶的因缘呢，现在成熟了，这果报来了吧？这果报来，就你表示你过去是种的恶业，正慢慢的用完了，你的恶的业用完了，所以呢，你其实应该觉得，哎，还不错了
So somebody look down to you, then no need to become depression, you know. So then you can think anyway that another man you can think that, you know, doesn't matter. Somebody look down me, but somebody look up me, you know, look up at me. You see, look up at me, appraise me.You got?So when somebody look up on you, look down to
you. Look down. It's not too bad.
Yeah, then it's not too bad. You know, you can think that it's okay because there's the one thing. There's someone who praise me. There's somebody who praise me. So it's not a big deal.
OK, 所以呢，其实当别人讥笑你，或者是看不起你的时候，你其实也不用感到太 这样不开心啊，不用这样得了忧郁症啊什么，不需要的，不要感到太忧郁。为什么呢？因为不用紧的吗？哦，这个人他讥笑我，他看不起我，可是呢其他的人称赞我。哦，也有其他人称赞我啊，你讥笑也有人称赞啊，所以很平衡的。
Okay, so I mean this is some kind of just example, you know, so this is the problem we have, you know, so when you follow the eight worldly concerns, you know, then only, you know, mostly relate with this life, the eight worldly concerns, you know, I want wealth, I want praising, I want happiness for this life, you know, then I want reputation, you know, so just for the,looking this life, then opposite of that, something we don't want. You know, then you, then with, if you practice any kind of dharma, called dharma, then you, your mind is with eight only concern, then first place, of course, it doesn't become dharma. Then of course, you don't become dharma practitioner. Then it doesn't help for your future life, you know?
所以刚才举的只不过是这个八法的一些例子了。所以呢其实你想想这八法齁，得到东西啦，感到快乐啦，被别人称赞啦，有很好的名声啦，这些东西还有它的反面啦，这个叫八法。这八法呢其实呢讲的都是这一生的东西，都是和这一生有关的，这一生我们要追求这些东西。所以如果我们的修行，我讲我是佛教徒了，我在修行。可是如果你的修行你做的东西有这个八法，被这八法所污染的话，其实你所修的根本就不是法了吗？因为它已经被污染了。你所做的东西呢，无论是做礼拜啊、顶礼啊，或者绕佛什么，也不是修行了嘛。你也不可以叫自己是一个修行人了，因为你根本就不是在修行。好，所以呢，它根本呢就不能够帮到你的下一生，因为你的未来生都帮不到你。
Okay, so then, of course, you follow the eight worldly concerns. Then, of course.No need to mention of happiness for future life, but even this life, you just follow whatever you practice, you do, you just follow the eight worldly concerns. Then even this life is not so happy life, you know.
所以呢，如果你的修行是被八法所污染的话，它不止不能帮助你得到更好的来生下一生，就算是这一生呢，因为你的修行被八法所污染，所以在这生也很难得到真正的快乐。
Okay, so especially here, you know, you want to develop good heart, loving kindness, then of course, this eight worldly concern cannot go together, you know.
所以尤其是在这里我们讲我们要升起一个善良的心呢，我们要使我们的菩提心升起的话，如果有任何一个八法的话，任何一个修行被八法所污染的话呢，这样我们就不能达到修心的目的。
Okay, so therefore here it was the number eight, undefiled by the stain of the superstitious of the eight worldly concern, you know?
所以这里也就是讲我们所修的一切东西我们修是要修善法，所以愿我所修一切善，不为八法所垢染，这样你的修行呢才可以叫做清净的修行。
Okay, so that's, well, I think that's all. So I think the last part is talking about the wisdom. So combined with the wisdom, so I think probably I'll talk the next Sunday a little bit.
Oh, next Sunday, yeah.Okay.
Yeah.
所以呢最后一句，其实华文很难讲一句了，因为华文和英文的那句不一样。他讲身观诸法皆如幻，无执离缚得解脱，就整个偈颂只有一句话而已。所以华文呢前面是半句得14个字，后面半句也有14个字，所以这个后半句呢讲的是智慧。 我们讲修行的时候呢，讲配合这个智慧，这样智慧，关于智慧这一部分呢，现在时间到了，下个星期我们再讲。
OK, next Sunday is the last one.
所以下个星期呢，才是真正的修行八颂的最后，真的是最后一堂课。
Only two line left, so can finish.
所以下星期你们来再看了
哦。OK, the talking about the emptiness. OK, so.
Emptiness.Finishing one lesson. Emptiness one lesson. 所以下个星期讲的是智慧，空性智慧的部分了。所以下个星期一堂课可以讲完了。
Okay, good. You have question? Yeah.
Okay.
Then ask.
有问题的朋友可以问。谁有问题？安迪。啊。
林伯谦，怎么样消灭这个我爱执？
Her question is, how to destroy self-cherishing? You 不是听过这堂课了吗？
next class.
下一堂课再说吧。
Okay, so. So.The one thing to think, you know, so thinking the pause of self-cherishing thought. So that's the one thing. Thinking the pause of self-cherishing thought.
False.
Yeah. And thinking the benefit of cherishing other.
如果要讲如何消除啊，销毁这个我爱执，首先呢，你可以思维我爱执有什么过患，它有什么不好的地方，为什么它这样糟糕啊？然后另外一个方面，你可以反过来去思维，爱他执有什么优点。有什么好的地方？所以你看佛经的话，他就会讲思维啊，我爱之过患。那另外一点，他讲思维爱他之胜利。你看那个入菩萨道啊，寂天菩萨他就会这样讲。
So very short. So the self-cherishing thought, the Buddha said, thinking only oneself.Bring all the problem, you know. Buddha said that.
所以呢，佛曾经讲过了，就是大意了哈，不是很漂亮的诗句啊，我想不出来。就是说，爱我执呢，就是只想到自己，什么东西就想到自己，从自己的利益出发。如果你是这样的话呢，这样就所有的。一切问题呢就会出现，就会产生。
Okay, so then, so cherishing other, you know, cherishing other bring all the happiness. You know?
一切的快乐是从爱他执产生的。而且以前有写过那个句子啊。
Okay, so.So they start, need to think on that. Then, in daily life, you think oneself, you know, all the problem, what we're facing for ourselves, business, relationship, everything, you know, really boils down to self-cherishing doctrine. You know, everything is that.
所以呢，我们可以以我们日常生活中的例子啊，来做思维，来做修行的资料资源哦。我们可以修行在我们日常生活中，我们所面对的一切问题啊，所面对的一些人事啊。做人处事方面的一些问题啊，人际关系的一些问题啊，等等，其实呢，都是来自这个我爱之。
Okay, so then when you cherish other, you know, when you cherish other, you know, if you cherish other more than oneself, then there's less problem in the society. But oneself, you know, you cherish.Other more than oneself, I think there'll be less problem. You'll be more happy, you know.
所以，当你有这个爱他执的时候，就是你爱你真爱其他的众生呢，多过真爱你自己。这样，其实你所面对的问题，或者这个社会上啊，其实所面对的问题就会减少啊，相反的那个快乐就会增加。
Okay, so how to reduce the self-cherishing is all the advice what you talk at the disposes, you know, advice is there. Not looking at other sentient beings like wishful pulling jewels, then look oneself lower than other sentient beings. Then whenever you see these typical sentient beings, always look them like your guru. You know, so if you ever do that, then your self-cherishing will be reduced, you know.
所以呢，怎么样这个摧毁或减少？不要讲摧毁了，那讲减少这个我爱之呢？其实，在修心八颂里面有讲到了，就表示呢，我们要对待一切众生呢，比如意宝还要珍贵啊。这个如意宝以前讲过了，是非常珍贵的东西，想什么就有什么，它会给你的。那众生比如意宝还要珍贵。还有，当你和其他众生呢在一起的时候呢，你要看自己啊，是比其他众生还要来的低微啊，所以叫众人卑。然后呢，当你面对一些比较麻烦呢、比较难搞的一些众生的时候呢，这样你要怎么对待他们呢？你要把它当作是好像自己的佛教老师一样，好像视他为善知识，他是在教导你，教导你要有耐心啊，教导你替你消除业障等等，所以你可以视他为善知识。所以这个修心八颂啊，就是帮助我们啊减轻这个我爱之。
Okay, we stop here, okay?
所以今天就讲到这里为止，下个星期，好，继续。所以现在我们做回向，回向是这大本的32面。We now do dedication, it's on page, Chinese is page 32 on this small thicker booklet, English is on page 31.愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速升起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。34面，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法。大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切三十善事佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。记得把你们的灯，等一下我们要收起来，要放到楼下去。Okay, the light offering, don't blow it up. We'll bring it downstairs. We offer to the Buddha downstairs. Yeah.